The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Hey, welcome back to When in Rome. I am Tony Curry. We do this show every single week. Stuart Rome, of course, owns the Woodhouse Day Spa. By the way, Big Dog, congratulations. You got another winner this past weekend. I sent you her name earlier this morning. We did our show on ABC 3340, and the word of the day was massage, and we asked people this last Saturday, if you listened the previous week, to give us the word of the day, and this young lady did. I think her name was Adcox. I think her last name was Adcox. And she ended up winning a $100 gift card to the Woodhouse Day Spa. So first of all, thank you very much. And we had several hundred people chime in because my phone rang till about 3:30 in the afternoon. So last time I'll give up my personal phone number for a contest. But I wonder how many people are going to be watching the show. And obviously we had a shit ton of people watching. So it was great stuff. But thank you very much.
Yeah, Debbie Adcox, right?
Debbie Adcox, that's it, yes. And so she's going to be getting $100 worth of services at the Woodhouse Day Spa. First of all, how you doing, brother? What's been going on? Everything good?
Just been busy, personal and business stuff. But it's all good. Just believe it or not, trying to get into the holiday spirit.
I'm telling you, man.
With planning and all that kind of stuff, because as you know, it takes a while to plan advertising and all that kind of stuff. So we're kind of looking at that already, believe it or not.
Dude, we got people in our neighborhood. This is the first time I can remember who have already put Halloween stuff up. And listen, I'm all about as early as you want to go. It doesn't bother me. I mean, anything that's happy, if it's a happy time of the year, celebrate Christmas whenever you want or Halloween. But I don't ever remember people putting up like the big black cat. Like some dude's got like an 80-foot black cat, and he put that thing up like 3 weeks ago. And I'm thinking, dude, we still got 2 months, but Halloween's quickly becoming like almost like Christmas around here. We get Christmas lights and Halloween lights and everything else. So anytime that
some of the big box stores are selling those gigantic things for your lawn. I guess people, and then they're not inexpensive. So I guess people put them out early to get their money's worth.
You know? You go. And that's a great point, because if you're going to spend $150 on one of these big inflatable things, you want people to see it. And so you put it up there. And if you're going to spend time putting up lights and stuff, you want people to see your lights. And so you get them up earlier, and I'm all about it, man. I mean, that's great. Yeah. The great thing about holidays is it puts people in the buying mood. Puts people in the buying spirit, and that means the Woodhouse Day Spa is doing better. It means everyone's doing, people are going out and eating more, and it's just a great time of the year. People seem to figure out a way to stretch their budgets a little bit so they can go out and do whatever they want. So it's fantastic. I really love it. So it's fantastic. But I know you're a good grad. I know you just sent some songs, and we are doing September birthdays. I'm assuming that because Neil Peart of Rush had a birthday in September, that's probably how you came up with this idea. Am I right or wrong?
That is absolutely correct. And then I started looking, so I started looking for September birthdays. And I just chose all these based on, that I liked them.
Sure.
And after I wrote them down, I realized that every single one of them was in their 70s now. Two of them have passed away, but all five of these people just happen to be in their 70s.
Isn't that crazy?
All born in September, so everybody's getting old, I guess.
Speaking of the 70s, I was and I sent you a clip. I was at the Fish concert this past Sunday. First of all, have you seen Fish before?
I have not.
You got to see him, dude. You've got to see him. I would say it's right between the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers. As far as in jam band goes, it was 2.5 hours long. They took a short intermission. I didn't recognize one song they played, but it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. I totally get it. There were more drugs there than I'd ever seen since probably a Grateful Dead show, and they were letting it go. So there were people selling shrooms and nitrous oxide balloons afterwards. And it was a hoot. I mean, it was just a blast. And, it wasn't like, puking, throwing up. Partying. It was just, everyone was just in a good mood. The light show was really, really good. They did play Good Times, Bad Times, second to the last song. They always do some type of cover. And I was with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. He's a huge Fish fan. And he's been promising me to take me to a show. And he said, man, I got you a miracle for Sunday night. Are you in? I said, absolutely. So, he's a well-known businessman. He's not a smoking junkie or anything like that. And to see him just get off on the show, but it was fantastic, man. I will say this. And much like the Allman Brothers and some Grateful Dead shows, there were a couple songs that went on for like 30, 35, 40 minutes. And they just went on and on and on. But it was just a good vibe, man. It was a great vibe. So I would entice you. I would tell you that it's a bucket show list. You need to go check it out.
Ah, that's interesting. And they played a couple of nights, didn't they?
They played on a Saturday night. And then and the crazy thing is how many people there brought their kids. Rab brought his 12-year-old son the night before, and then Sunday night, and he just had a couple of beers and stuff. But there was a lot of people that I saw a lot of father sons that were bringing them into the fold. And it's amazing how many young people, you know, they love the jam band thing, man. They love the Dave Matthews Band. They love the Allman Brothers, Fish, Grateful Dead stuff. And so these youngsters may have hope after all.
Yes, sir.
So great stuff. But yeah, if you get a chance to go check out Fish, man, do it. And I didn't realize it, but they've been around since 1983.
Oh, yeah. I knew they'd been around a while.
Yeah, they've been around 42
That's
years.
Fish so. With a P.
Yeah, Fish with a P. Yeah, and I the other thing is, it's cool is that I could not remember his name to save my life, but the lead singer is high and dry as a kite, man. Guy doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, doesn't do anything, it's well known, but the rest of the guys I guess imbibe a little bit, but it was super cool to see a show like that, and of course that Coca-Cola Amphitheater is just a wonderful place to see a concert. It was beautiful. It was killer. But the light show, man, I will tell you this: if I was epileptic, I think I would have gone into shock several times. Yeah. The lights were intense for sure. All right. Before we get into, I'm going to call this the self-help show, the Woodhouse Day Spa. Today, we're not only going to be talking about all the wonderful things you got going on your 6 or 5, your website, but the dangers of trying to do things alone and letting the experts do what they do best. You know where I'm going with this? Just say yes and we'll go.
Yes, of course I do.
Of course you do. All right. Give me your first birthday for September and then we'll let her rip. Go.
All right. We're going to go with Joe Perry. Will be 75 and this month.
Damn.
And we're going to go with some Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic.
Toys in the Attic. Joe Perry will turn 75. You just heard from the man there. September birthday is what we're doing here on the Woodhouse Day Spa. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. By the way, make sure you put with Stuart Rome. That's Rome. You'll be more than happy you did, because you can listen to the show as often as you want to right here on the TKR app. And of course, wherever you get your favorite podcast, Spotify, by the way, is working through some things. They're redoing their entire thing. So some of their stuff's been backlogged. So if you get on there and you can't find the most recent stuff, just wait a few hours and it'll pop up. I know several people have called me and said, hey, we can't find the last show. So, but all the old stuff's up. So make sure you check it out. All right. So I saw something on, the TV the other night. For this at-home massage pad. It's like a blanket. It's about 3 feet wide and about 6 feet long, and it plugs in, and you can of course put it in a chair at work, or you can put it in your bed. It's got little toggles on the back where your neck would be lying, and then the rest of it, I guess, is heated. It's got little, I don't know, needles or something that pokes and prods your skin throughout your body, the back of your knees or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's basically to help you experience the massage effect. They were selling it more as a way of getting your blood flowing in your body. It looks like they go after old people with this shit, this crap. They go after the bicycle thing, you know, where people at work don't even know I'm pedaling, you know, and they show these people that are in their 70s that are having a hard time picking up an empty box. The next thing you know, they get on this bicycle thing and they're out playing 18 holes of golf, you know, by noon. And I'm thinking to myself, and because old people will buy that crap, because I mean, if there's a button where you can just sit there and not move and you exercise, then then you're going to do it. As far as I know, there's nothing, scientific that says that would ever work. But just talk about, because I see these things at the mall. I see, there's something where I think it's like $30 for 10 minutes at the mall. But can you talk about some of the dangers and some of the differences between having a robotic chair or some type of massage chair rubbing you down as opposed to a human being know exactly where your flex points are and knowing what parts of your body are and how dangerous it could be?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried those out, you know. I've never really come across one that actually feels good. You know, it either presses too much in your back, so like pushing your back forward and not getting in the right spots. And of course, you know, it can't feel where your tension is and where it's not, and things that, you know, a massage therapist can feel, obviously. So, you know, you can adjust the pressure a little bit, but even, I just have never found, even like, some of the cars have them now, you know, some of the high-end luxury cars have massaging seats, and, you know, heated seats are different. Ventilated seats, I love those. But as far as massage functions go, I've never really come across one that actually that works for me. And like I said, you know, when you have the new robotic massage that you've seen, you saw a couple of them, I guess, online at some of these spas that you just go in there and the machine, the robot, you know, does the massage. Nothing's going to replace the human touch, which is good for us, because you can pretty much get everything online these days, retail wise. But good thing about our business is that, you know, you just can't get a massage online. So,
And the funny thing is those robots are about as expensive as getting a regular massage at the Woodhouse Day Spa. I'm like, why? Well, first of all, to have another human being's hands on you is wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. It feels good. It's one of our five senses is touch. We need to have it to live. And I don't know why you'd want some type of robotic thing touching your body for a period of time unless you can have it do exactly what you want to do. Obviously, that's for different time and different place. But yeah, I don't really understand the philosophy behind wanting that when for me, a massage is such a personal thing. It's the personal touch that makes the difference.
Right, for sure. And you know, the massage therapists are trained to, you know, to find spots that might be too tight, or, you know, they can customize the entire massage to every part of your body. So, you know, you're not going to get that with the massage chair or anything like that. So it may serve a purpose for like a quick 10 minute thing at your house. If you want to sit in your chair and get an upper back massage or something. But, it's just never been my thing. I've tried, like I said, I've tried several of them. Some of those ones at the airport, you know, that's the, you walk by and you put a credit card in. I've never been able to get comfortable in one of those things. Like I said, it just like either presses too hard or pushes your back out, or I don't know. I guess if you like it, then great. But I don't think many people would prefer that over you know, human touch.
There's no doubt. And explain to people too, because the number one thing whenever you go to the Woodhouse Day Spa is obviously we want you to be comfortable. I think a lot of guys, and I did this too, I was not your store. It was another place in Tuscaloosa. This was years ago before you came to town. And I had quite the attractive lady giving me a massage, and it hurt like hell. And I did not say anything because I didn't want her to think I was a wuss. I didn't want her to think I couldn't, because I'm thinking this petite little blonde, beautiful little girl was killing me. I mean, I was like, it was like, and so I didn't want her to think that I couldn't handle it. And I was sore as hell for a couple of days. But just talk about, because we all have different pressure points and we all have different amounts of pressure that we want. Some people just want to be raked with their fingernails. Right. And some people want some deep tissue stuff, but it depends on what your need is.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we talk about it all the time that our massage therapists definitely want you to say something, because they'll check with you ahead of time, you know, before the massage, to see if you have any areas that are troublesome, that kind of thing. But, you know, during the massage, if they're using too much pressure, they need to, you know, you need to make sure to tell them, because, they want that feedback. So they know they can't tell what you, sometimes they can tell what you're feeling if you kind of twitch or something like that. But for the most part, we encourage a guest to, you know, to speak up if it's not comfortable, because we want you to be comfortable in there, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt. Check them out. 905-767-6, 905-767-6. You can go down to the store. I've been down there several times. As a matter of fact, Mr. Rome was nice enough to give us a couple of baskets for a wonderful non-for-profit thing that we did a couple of weeks ago is fantastic. Or also Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net, info at TonyCurryRadio.net. We're doing September birthdays. We already joined Joe Perry, and we've got one coming up from the Queen front man here in just a second. Let's do some emails, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Stephanie in Birmingham wants to know, is there any good... And I've gotten a lot of questions about skin conditions for some reason today. I think you're probably having that a lot because the temperature is changing just a little bit. I know I'm a kind of guy that I use one particular soap. I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I use one particular soap in the summertime. And then in the wintertime, I have to change soaps because it just gets too dry. And just the temperature and the humidity in the air will make your skin freak out. It just, you start to get itchy and you get dry and this, that, and the other. But she wanted to know, if is there anything that you can use for cold sores? I don't think we've ever gotten a question about cold sores. What can you do about cold sores, and how do those happen?
So I know that there's a lot of over the counter stuff that you can get, you know, from pharmacy or CVS or one of those places, but there's also some prescription only stuff that is a little bit stronger that you can get, but you have to go to a dermatologist for that. I'm not sure what causes the cold sores, but I think most of them can be taken care of with just over the counter type stuff that you can get at CVS or any pharmacy. But if it's a serious one that doesn't go away and it's bothersome, then you go to your dermatologist. They'll prescribe something that should get rid of it. I don't think it's anything. It's nothing, dangerous or anything like that. It's just bothersome pretty much.
All right. Tom wants to know. Have you ever heard of actinic keratosis? I have no idea what this is.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, it's actinic. Well, now we're gonna have to look this up because, and I probably should have done this. Actinic keratosis, and there it is. Let's see what actinic keratosis is. It's a rough, scaly patch on the skin that develops from years of sun exposure. Okay. It's often found on the face, lips, ears, forearms, scalp, neck, or back of the hands. We
look like skin cancer, I guess, but maybe it's not cancer.
Could be. Yeah, it could be. And it's interesting too, because we're still in the 90s around here. You can still get some pretty good UV rays in your skin, but now I think most people are kind of over the pools are closing and everything else. But what are some of the things that the Woodhouse Day Spa would do for someone perhaps that likes to go out there and get all leathery throughout the summertime, but then wants to make sure they're protecting your skin through the fall?
Yep. Hydrate. You know, we have a lot of these different facials and things like that that are geared toward skin hydration. Dry skin is what, when your skin's dry, that kind of leads to the wrinkles and all the sun damage, of course, that dries your skin out. So, we'll use certain products within the facials that have really, and that usually that's kind of the beginning of the facial, is we're going to hydrate the skin first before we go further with anything else. And then of course, even though, we're getting out of the summer and the weather's going to turn cooler, you still need to wear the sunscreen, especially on your hands and face and neck. Even in December, you should always have some kind of sunscreen on your face, especially because you may not realize it because the weather's colder, but you're still going to get those rays, those UV rays. And then, of course, when the weather gets cooler and the humidity drops in them, your skin's going to get drier too. So you want to make sure kind of moisturizer, at least after you wash your face in the morning, but usually at least twice a day, like once at night, one in the morning would be good.
Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Stacy in Northport wants to know, and she's heard both sides, should she shave before she comes in for a spa treatment? I'm assuming that she's talking about her bikini area or her armpits or whatever women normally like to shave, maybe their legs.
It depends on the treatment. If it's a massage, it doesn't matter. The only time that really comes into play is if you come in to get a wax. You're supposed to have, I forgot the exact length, it's like a quarter of an inch, longer or shorter before you get the wax.
So if you're coming in for a wax, you want to make sure you have hair, or you don't.
But usually it. You're coming in because you have hair.
Yeah.
So, but if you've got, you know, really long hair, especially like a bikini area, you want to shorten it to about a quarter of an inch. Otherwise, it's they may have to do that for you in the treatment. But anything else, you know, if you we have things that we do in facials, for example, like a lot of ladies might have a little bit of peach fuzz on the face. We do dermaplaning, so basically, what that it's like a scalpel, basically, mm-hmm. and so we can get all that stuff off for you if that's one of the treatments that you want. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about that unless you're coming in to get a wax.
All right. He's the man, Stuart Rome, Win in Rome with Stuart Rome. It's a great show. It's a hybrid show. It's won awards. It's a show unlike anything we've ever done, not only on Tony Curry Radio, but in the country. And it's one of our most listened to shows, too, because we mix classic rock in. We always get a little theme. And this time we're doing September birthdays. Give me another September birthday before we dive back into some more email questions. And we got some college football to talk about, too. But who's your second one, man? Go.
Let's do. So this is one that's deceased, unfortunately. And, my first concert, we talked about that when I was in grade school, was mm-hmm. this was Queen in New Orleans. Freddie Mercury would have been 79 this month.
Wow.
And we are going to go with Fat Bottom Girls.
Fat Bottom Girls. And, you know, it's funny because when he had complications with AIDS, obviously, and when that disease came out, it was a death sentence. And now, you know, yep. You look at guys like Magic Johnson, who are as healthy as they could possibly be, who are living with that horrible disease. But you know, had he gotten a little later in life, he may still be with us.
Oh, for sure.
And man, I'd love to hear what he'd sound like at the age of 79, because every rock and roller I talk to, if I say you could sound like this one guy for one night, who would it be? Every single one of them will say Freddie Mercury. They all want to say, man, if I could sing like Freddie Mercury just for one night. Yeah. I mean, it would be incredible. So info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Before we get back to some more email questions, tell me about your website. What's going on? We are already a third of the way through the college football season. We were talking about doing some Auburn, Alabama stuff. You've already joined us on ABC 3340 for the starting lineup, so we've already given away some stuff. But tell me what's changing with the website. And I know you and I were talking off air. We got 3 months till Christmas time.
Yep. So that all that stuff, we're going to start posting, not so much Christmas stuff, but just general holiday stuff coming up pretty soon. But we do have some exciting news for you, Tony.
Nice.
Yesterday, we launched our new updated online booking system. So if you on there, you'll notice the new look. It's been cleaned up a little bit. The navigation's a little bit easier. It was pretty good, you know, before, but it's just a new system that we just launched. It's been in testing for about 3 months and finally rolled out yesterday. So check nice. It out. I haven't seen it. I've got to go check it out.
Nice. Awesome. Well, congratulations to you, man. That's awesome. And I always mention, you know, for guys, sometimes we're kind of dorks and a lot of us don't like to do online shopping and stuff, man. I'm telling you, you get on that thing. You know, I always get my daughter a gift card. I shop for several other people too, but Birmingham.woodhouseboss.com. It's super easy. It's great to navigate. Not a lot of pop-up things. You're entering or out. I like the fact that you can actually go in as a guest, because a lot of people don't want. Now, I would strongly urge you to fill out the information so we know who you are, because you guys also send out all kinds of reminders. You have specials. I've gotten notifications on my phone about some specials you've done in the past. And you want to make sure you know those things, because, man, sometimes those are awesome. Those are really good.
Yep. Yeah, if you go in there, and then the other thing is, if you sign up for the account when you go to online booking, next time you want to book an appointment, you just go sign back in, and all your information, you know, populates. So you don't have to keep entering all that stuff every time you go in there.
Yeah. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Tris in Tuscaloosa wants to know, who gives better massages, men or women? Well, I don't think we've ever gotten that question. And I know that when I go, I want a woman, because I want a woman touching my body. It just, I mean, it feels good. I can close my eyes. But nothing against men. I'm not, you know, I don't have nothing against gay people or anything, none of that stuff. But I like a woman's touch. You can feel the difference in her hands. I'm assuming I can. So I've always had a woman do it, but I would assume that women like men to give them massages, correct?
Yeah, for the most part, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So the percentage of men that want a female are much higher than the percentage of women who
want a man, yeah,
want a man or don't want a female. So usually it's, you know, if a woman calls, it's either going to be a female only request or no preference. You know, sometimes it'll be, it got to be a man. But I guess there's a misconception that, like, I'd say a female massage therapist's hands may not be as strong as maybe a male, for like, especially to give deep tissue. But I can tell you from experience that is not the case. I've had some very small ladies that almost killed me. So, no, I don't think in general, you know, unless you're a big sports guy, NFL player, and you've got to have some ridiculous amount of strength pushing in your back that you need some guy doing it. No, I would not say that either one is better.
Have you ever had someone request a male or female for a pedicure or manicure?
No. Not that I've heard of.
I don't know why you would, but I mean, I guess if they're still touching your feet, because they do massage your feet, and sometimes they'll massage your face a little bit, depending on whether you're getting a facial or something like that. I always bring this up because it's one of your relatively new things, but talk about your hydrofacial situation, because that is super cool.
Yep. So, that's, you can look it up online. There's all kind of great information, videos and that kind of thing that, you know, on hydrofacial, but it's basically a just real expensive machine that we have for three of them. And,
you bring that up every time we do the show, I'm assuming.
I need to pay for it. So y'all need to come in, but it's preloaded with, different products, and it's all computerized. So the esthetician is just running this wand, you know, different stages, different products are being pumped in, you know, the hydrating first, obviously. Then there's different boosters that go into the system, depending on what type of skin you have. There's like, we even have like called a perk eye and a perk lip that is an attachment that goes in that machine. If you, we want to focus on the eyes or the lips, really cool. Tons of different boosters, for everything from like the J-Lo booster to, you know, celebrity type names, and then Dermaflash. Derma something or another. But if you go online, you would really want to look at it, and you really want to see, you know, what different types of boosters that you can get used. Just go on there. Hydrofacial has its own site, or go to YouTube, and you'll see all these great videos on exactly how it works and what it does. But it's, you know, it's immediate results. It's you can, it's no downtime. You can go out that night if you want to come and get one, you know, before you go to the big holiday party.
There you go.
Come hydrofacial, and then you can be ready for the evening. So it's a really great, great device.
All right. We're doing September birthdays, and I can't believe we're running out of time. It's incredible. I mean, I'm looking down and we're at 28 minutes, but we can go long on this. Your show. We got some classic rock to play. Give me another classic rock song. We'll double up at the backside, but I got a couple more emails I want to get to too. I know you wanted to play this next song because it's from your favorite band. What is it?
Neil Peart. He would have been 73 this month, and born in 1952. This is a song I haven't heard in a long time. When I was looking up songs, I was like, oh man, I got to play this song. It's called Time Stand Still.
Time Stand Still, man. That is a great song. Oh man, yeah. I haven't heard that song.
Great drums at the beginning.
Yes, yes. I hadn't heard that song in a long time. Really good stuff. Info, TonyCurryRadio.net, Birmingham.WoodOnSpas.com, 905-767-6. Stop by the summit there. It's adjacent to Saks. And of course, I love that area. I stopped by a couple times last week, and there's a cornhole out there, and people are eating lunch, and it's just a super, and particularly during the fall time, it's just a beautiful time there, and you got your own parking lot. You have your own lots. You don't have to worry about parking a million miles away. It's super cool. And of course, you're just getting out of a treatment or something in the Woodhouse Day Spa. The last thing you want to do is have to go looking for your car. You don't have to worry about that. So it's really, really good. Pam in Birmingham says she's heard that spicy foods can cause rosacea. And if that's true, do Latinos have rosacea more than regular people?
I have not heard that spicy food causes it. Maybe it just makes your face red because you're about to explode.
Well, I'm pulling it up here, and believe it or not, spicy foods can cause certain types of rosacea. Wow. So
I mean, I know it could cause temporary redness just because of the heat, but
yeah,
Interesting.
And tell people again exactly what rosacea is, when your skin gets kind of rosy and you really can't control when it gets kind of bright. It usually happens in your cheeks.
I used to have it a lot. And then dermatologist did something that kind of fixed it. But I used to always look like I had high blood pressure. You know, that's kind of what you look with rosacea. Sometimes it's spotty, you know. Sometimes it's full face, just depends. But yeah, it's just red blotches. Like I said, go to the dermatologist, and there's various products that you can use. Some of our facials will address it, but it's really something you need to continuously do, you know, at home, with some of these products to make it really work.
Whenever I got nervous, whenever I got on stage or something like that, I used to always get the red blotches. I don't think this is rosacea, but I usually get the red blotches on my chest. You know, they go up to your neck. Yeah. I don't know why it was that area, but I'd always have to wear like a tie or button up all the way. And it'd be like the middle of summertime, and I'd be sitting there with a shirt buttoned up to my neck and be like, what the hell's wrong with you? And because I'd be getting those blotches. I wouldn't want to look like a knucklehead.
Emotions cause that, you know, you get pissed off or something and really angry and your face is red and it's just the blood boiling kind of thing.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't have that problem. Right. I don't have that problem. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. He is Stuart Rome. You can hear this show at least 5 days a week, 5 o'clock. It runs every Monday through Friday. I love it because when you're getting off work, you get a pop in the car and you can listen to it on the TKR app as many times as you want. Also, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Final question here, then we're going to double up some classic rock here in September birthdays. This question is about cellulite. I don't think we've really talked about. We've talked a lot of skin conditions today, so very, very good. We've tried to make it somewhat thematic when it comes to skin conditions. What is cellulite? How do you get cellulite? How do you get rid of cellulite? Can you get rid of cellulite? I know for a while people used to call it thigh cottage cheese or something like that. I know we tried it like it was the whole dad bods thing. They tried to make it sound like it was sexy to have, you know, cottage cheese legs. I never really thought of it that way. But I believe it's a predisposed genetic situation, correct? It's not always just because you're overweight.
Yeah, some of it sometimes. It's really just like it's fatty deposits in the skin, basically, is all it is. Sometimes working out, tightening up muscles, that kind of thing will definitely help, because you can be as skinny, you can be really skinny and still have cellulite. But if you say it's on your butt, for example, if you want to do some whatever exercises, squats, anything to build the muscle, that'll help with that condition. But you know, like you said, sometimes it's just hereditary. But it's really, you know, I know it doesn't look nice, but basically all that is just fat deposits beneath the skin.
Yeah, and again, I don't believe it's. I think I had heard something. It's not something you can really get rid of. I think once you have it, it's. I know a lot of women get it on the back.
They have all the miracle creams online. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with that, man. It just doesn't go. Don't get it in the first place. You'll be good to go. All right, my man. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're always busy. You got things going on. We'll get after it again next week. So far, Joe Perry, Freddie Mercury, Neil Peart. Give me your last two September birthdays. I'll let you fly, brother. What you got?
Yeah, we're going to Chrissy Hynde, Pretenders. I haven't heard them in forever. Used to listen to them in college.
Love them.
Yep. And we're going to Talk of the Town from them. And Tommy Shaw, of course, with Styx. He's turning 72 in September. And we're going to go with Blue Collar Man.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.